Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us. I am Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we had a graphic sent to us. Our guy Leon in our tech chat with the three of us sent a little headline from Bleacher Report or something like that, talking about Devontae Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles apparently was the captain of the team last year, but was not going to be selected captain this year. And it was interesting, you know, and he just kind of, you know, sent it over to us and really talked about, you know, when we talk about rule 6 of the Green Team, oftentimes you got to fight every day. And, you know, the moment you kind of start pulling back, how it has an impact. And on this particular case, for Devontae Smith and the Eagles, I don't know what all happened. You know, don't know the details there, but if you just go based on just the mere facts that he was captain 1 year, not the next, something changed. And you'd have to imagine it's maybe along the lines of how he was showing up or his behavior or his mindset or his interactions with his teammates, or maybe a combination of all of it. Something changed. And right. The reality is this happens. I mean, we've got an individual in our circle here within Lead 'Em Up that frankly had a player who's a captain as a junior, is not going to be a captain as a senior, and it's going to be challenging. It's going to be a difficult conversation, but it talks about the need for us in our leadership and how we show up, that you've never arrived. You've never arrived. It is a daily fight, no matter the level you're at. And if you think you've arrived, if you think you've reached that point, that is when you will then begin slipping. And, you know, we always say you never slip towards excellence. We always slip away from it. And you have to be really, really conscious of that. But what was your thoughts, or just in general, you know, when you see someone who like goes from being a captain and then actually getting it stripped like a year later, what comes to mind for you?
You know, you hate that these stories happen, but on the other hand, you know, as a coach and when you're working with younger people, it's a good thing for you to be able to use it as an example. And like, if this can happen at the highest levels, why is this not something that we should be paying attention to at our level? So if this is happening in an NFL locker room and you see someone that's a star that has lost status because of, you know, we're assuming, but it just loss of influence. And that has to be based upon like how they showed up for their teammates. That then provides us an incredible teaching point to our athletes, you know, to our students that, you know, going back again to rule 6, that like you said, you've never fully arrived. And once you think that you have, you're going to get run over, right? You stand on the tracks, you're going to get run over. The person on top didn't just land there. They had to achieve that status, but you can quickly slide down the top of the mountain, right? It's hard to stay there. So that is, you know, it's a perfect example for us to be able to remind our athletes that again, yesterday's wins don't matter on today's scoreboard, that you have to constantly fight for it. You know, you have to be someone that is showing up day in and day out, and people notice. So like on a team, your leadership comes down to your influence, comes down to what your teammates notice about you, how you show up for them. Are you hardworking? Do you engage with them? Do you stay by yourself? Are you supportive? Are you one that's encouraging and uplifting? All of those things matter. And I think, you know, these are stories that they're unfortunate, but there are also things that can be great teaching tools for us.
You know, Kyle, I think about one of the things I reference with teams often is about how leadership needs to be a lifestyle as opposed to a switch. And where you find a lot of times with athletes is they do think it's a switch. They recognize moments and opportunities where they need to step up and they want to step up. And they do in some cases. And they flip this switch and they become something for a period of time that is woven with intentionality. And it's fantastic. They're being very intentional for a period of time and they flip this switch.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remind our players significantly that leadership is a lifestyle. And it needs to show up each and every day through all of our interactions. And it is why you have to deeply instill leadership and character into our people, because it needs to be literally like so instilled that it becomes your default behavior.
Right. Like to where if the coach isn't there, or thinking about it as a classroom for our teachers listening, if you're not there and there's a substitute there, or if you have to leave practice and you're on the sideline and someone else is supervising, are they going to show up at the same level? Right. And that's the thing about integrity that we're trying to get our athletes to realize. The character is that who you are all the time on a consistent level, not just when you know certain people are watching.
100%, or when you're trying to achieve something specific, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be captain this year. It's something I've always strived for. So let me flip this switch for a period of time. Let me put the charm on. Let me live very intentional for this period of time. And then the reality is you can't sustain it if it's a switch, right? You will also forget to turn it on at times. That's when you see these lapses in judgment, these lapses in character. It's because this person isn't truly that person. They have to flip a switch to become that person. But their default person that they do when they don't live intentionally is one of a lower standard of character. So you see these lapses in judgment when in reality, no, it's not a lapse in judgment. It's actually their common judgment. It's actually what they do commonly. What you're actually seeing is a flipping of a switch to be something that maybe they truly aren't. And listen, our players will do that. They will do that at times. They will have spurts. They will do it in moments to earn things that is in front of them. We have to really challenge them to, can you live it? Can you be it? And Kyle, let me tell you, man, this is so ironic. Man, I'm living this in my house right now. I'm living this in my house right now with my oldest. Love her. She is my girl, of course. But holy smokes, she's trying to play one on my wife and I. She's trying to play one on us, right? She is guilty right now of flipping the switch. And the reason I say that is because the last 2 days, man, it has been challenging with my girl. It's been challenging. Her, you know, just her attitude, her communication, her the way she's been treating her sister. Just you know what I'm talking about, right? You know,
oh, yeah. Kids,
like, all oh the my time. Gosh. It's been a challenge the last 2 days. Today, though, today she got wind that there's a potential for a sleepover tomorrow. Yeah, oh, and today is a joy. She is a joy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
she is a joy. And man, I mean, first of all, she's already apologized for the last 2 days. Okay. Hey, daddy, I just want to say sorry for how I've been the last 2 days. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, all right. In my head, I'm already like, she's going somewhere. you know, she's just being real polite to her sister, right? She, man, putting her dishes in the sink without prompting. There's all these little things, right?
Yeah.
And then I get wind that she, you know, there's a potential for a sleepover tomorrow.
That ulterior motive.
Boom. Switch. It's a switch. And for us, I'm just using that as an example, but like our players, they trick us. They trick us. They, you know, they flip a switch and they go for a period of time and they're fantastic. And you know what? Maybe they earn a captain's title for a period of time, you know, for a year. Or maybe just long enough to earn it. You know, like 2 months earn a
verification
before,
status.
What was that?
Yeah, you earn a verification status and you can't rest on that. You have to maintain it. You have to elevate it.
And we've seen players that earn verification. Man, they go all in on the green team. They want to get verified. The moment they do, big slippage. Yeah. Right? Big drop off there. And the challenge there is it just said, okay, it tells me that that's not who you are. I hate to say it. You know, that's not a deep embedded, your character is more of a facade than a reality.
Yeah. You know who I think the best examples of that are, of not of the facade, but of like the real character, are the athletes who have nothing to gain, or the people involved in a team who really have nothing to gain, or they're not going to get any notoriety, but they're still there at a high level. So you think about an athlete that gets injured and they're still there every day at practice, supporting their teammates. They're there in the game, still supporting their teammates, doing all the things. It'd be easy to just sit at home and not go to practice and just, hey, I'm injured, I'm out, I'm sorry, I'll show up maybe on game day, see you there. But that speaks a lot to someone's character, the day in and day out. You know, think about people that aren't really the most involved on the field or on the court, but they're still there day in and day out. They're still showing up. They're still working hard. They're giving everything they got. Those are the type of people that you can point to and use as examples of that's what the character we're looking for is. That's an example of it. That's how you live it out. It's not just the flashy moments. It's not the recognition, but it's the ones that do it, even though they know they're not going to get noticed or rewarded for it.
And I think in light of that, we should do a really good job instilling that and preaching on that and spotlighting that.
Yeah, you got to celebrate it.
When there are moments of people leading in the gaps, when I say in the gaps, just like the gap throughout their day, all the little moments, you know, that go unrecognized or no one's around or they don't think someone's looking and they're not doing it to earn favor or they're not doing it to earn credibility. They're just doing it because of their character. Their default behavior says I should do this because this is who I am and what I should do. You know, it was interesting. I was texting with a coach just yesterday where, you know, we were commenting about a session. I was kind of giving some of my observation and I made comment that I really was enjoying this one girl on the team because her participation, she's really thoughtful. And coach just simply just said, yeah, kind of gave that. Yeah. I get worried and what I sense with her is she knows when she needs to step up and say the right things at the right time. But it's not necessarily who she is. Knows when the camera's on. And all of a sudden, you'll come into a lead 'em up session, flip a switch, and can impress you. But then walks out the room, turns the lights off, hits the switch back off, changes her whole tune. And that has to be really, really talked about. And I think that's why we spend so much time when we talk about floaters. I mean, you know, I was sharing this the other day. This sounds weird, but like, so I was getting complimented by one of our clients about just like my leadership and all that. And I'm trying to downplay it because like, okay, that's cool and all. And I'm not, I even feel weird even bringing this up. But I think one of the things as she was saying that, and I had a young person be like, hey, what would you say is like the most important thing with your leadership, Adam? And honestly, I'm like, you know, I actually don't think I'm anything that special by any means. I think the thing that really helps me and is in my favor is I'm just really consistent.
Right.
I'm just really consistent. James Clear just wrote about this yesterday in his email, where he just talked about the fact that, like, if you can just be consistently ingrained with your character, you will naturally separate yourself from the large majority of the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, I think, you know, it's the being committed to, like, I want to show up every day. I want to live this. I want this to be a lifestyle of living the right way, of doing the right thing, showing up with the right energy. I don't want it to be a switch. And I think when you get to that place, people like take notice. They think you're like at a higher level than maybe you really are. But like, it's because the bar, I always say, like, No. I think we're benefiting sometimes from the bar being so low.
Right. Yeah.
I think we're benefiting from the bar being so low. And that if you just like live above the fold and you do it every day, all of a sudden it's like, wow, what's he drink? What's he drink every morning? You know, like, wow, what's his routine? Right. Wow. How does he live with such high character?
What's the secret sauce? Like,
yeah. What's the secret sauce over there? And I would say it's a commitment, and that commitment will then fuel the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's committing to living this way as a lifestyle, as opposed to the switch. And I believe when you're committed to this, you live different. And it makes me just wonder, in a situation like Devontae Smith, how committed was he?
Right.
Like, how committed
you can't fool the people you're around every day. Right. And that speaks to the vote, right? If the players are voting, you know, you would have to say there's probably a lack of commitment to that consistency, because they're the ones there day in and day out. And again, that's a reminder that we can share with our athletes is, you know, you might be able to fool someone when they have their back turned or when they're just specifically looking for something. But when you're around that group of people in any sport, you can't fool the ones that you're with, those peers. They're going to know, they're going to pick up on it. Even when they're not around coach, in the locker room, in the hallway, out at a meal, like, that's again where your character shows up. Like, you know, think about if you're at a team meal and you go out to eat at a restaurant, coaches aren't around, and this so-called leader, let's just say they leave the whole table full of food. They just pile it up and they leave it and they walk out. But then they go back to campus before practice and they're like, hey coach, what can I do? Can I do this and that? And everyone else is like, huh? Like, just you lose the credibility when that happens. And I think that's the thing we need to share with our athletes is the credibility doesn't happen in the spotlight moments. It happens in the consistency.
Hey, this is Kayla from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. One of the biggest mistakes that you can make in your leadership journey is assuming that your talent will get you places. And we have a phrase that hangs in the restaurant that says, be the hardest worker in the room because opportunity comes to those who bring more than just talent to the table. So sure, you might bread a chicken sandwich the fastest, or your milkshakes might be perfectly portioned each and every time, but leadership is more than these things, and we're not going to promote someone based on talent alone. It's about the people that embody the values of hustle and dedication, the ones that show up early and stay late, they volunteer for that special project, they engage in feedback conversations, and they always position themselves as a humble student of the business. Those that stand out to me are the ones that choose to be the hardest worker in the room, not necessarily the one that has the most talent. Now let's jump back into the episode.
You know, it's such an interesting thing, this topic of lifestyle and switches. And, you know, I think you nailed it when you talked about the credibility. I mean, it all comes down to the credibility. Your voice loses credibility. People begin to see right through you when they don't see it consistently. They can almost feel that it's like an act. I mean, one of the two biggest buzzwords that are out there just in like, and human interaction where people are wanting certain things, they talk about wanting like genuine and authentic. You'll hear these terms, genuine and authentic. Mm-hmm. When someone celebrates it, just so genuine, such a genuine person. I just love their realness. They're so authentic. Like, you'll hear these phrases all the time.
I don't know about you, but it's almost that to the point now when I hear that, I kind of roll my eyes because it's like anything but authentic.
Well, I think,
you know, there's a lot of ways we can go with that, but it's like, are you being authentic to be authentic or just to say that you are? Like, what's the caveat? Kind of like you're saying is like, what's the real motivation behind it?
Oh, but, my gosh, that is totally a conversation we could go in 100 different directions because I see people. Yeah. I mean, I'll go there for a quick second. Just because there's probably someone listening like, hey, go there for a second. Because they're feeling what we're feeling. They'll be like, they'll post this moment of real, like, honesty and transparency, right, on social. Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah. while saying, I want to be authentic, like, with, and, like, they've almost kind of scripted their often, like, their moment of despair to be presenting outward. And it's like, is that? Hold on, is it real or did you craft it? Right? Like it's like reality TV. Like,
yeah.
Like it's the whole reality TV world is a paradox. Because it's, like you're trying to like make it look these genuine, authentic, real, hence reality, but yet there's all these layers of scripting and positioning. Oh,
it's
and
been
posturing.
So well crafted. I have a family member that does it all the time. It's like they'll take a picture of them sleeping. And whatever the caption is going to be, like, oh, blah, blah. Like, well, who took the picture? You're sleeping. Like, where did that come from? Like, this is surely not real and authentic. It's been so well crafted in the moment. I'm like, oh, come on.
It is like, yeah, we almost need like a new term of like manufactured authenticity. That's the term.
That is, yeah.
It's manufactured authenticity. But nonetheless, what I was trying to get at is like that's the attraction for people these days. They want people that are genuine and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. And that genuine and authentic only happens through consistency. Right. Like that consistency is the fuel for genuineness and authenticity. It's when like I look at that person and at first I may not feel like they're being genuine. I almost feel like it's a facade. I almost feel like they put on a show. I almost feel like they are flipping a switch in my presence. But when the consistency over time and they continue it, now all of a sudden you're like, that's just who they are. Man,
that's when you develop friendships. Yeah. What? That's when the real friendships develop, when people are that consistent. And then we talk about the relationship dynamics and going from someone that's just cool to someone that's your guy or your girl. That happens through the consistency in how they show up. And it's not just a flash in the pan. Like that's the emotional intelligence side of it. Like people are quick to pick up on the facades and you can't fake it. It has to be something that is there. It
has to be a lifestyle. Daily. It has to be a lifestyle. It has to be who you are, deeply embedded. You know, I'll never forget my first boss. When I graduated college, after my second stint in college, when I graduated from my second stint there, and I end up taking a job with a sales and marketing firm, and I work for a guy. And this individual had a big impact on my life. I still think about many of his approaches and his behaviors and his strategies and such. It played a big role. I'm not going to lie. I would say probably for the first six months to a year, I could not believe he was who he was. And in fact, I actually didn't believe he was who he was. This guy, man, he was sharp. He was sharp. He was smooth. Man, he was one of the most relational people I've ever met. He was so deliberate and intentional with his interactions. He made everyone feel like they just like were like the main person in his world at that time. He had such a process and system. I mean, so he had a system where he would mail birthday gifts to everybody, their spouses and their kids.
Wow.
Everybody.
Yeah. That's special.
He had a personal assistant. My boss did. And they had a whole system in place that he meet someone and he would have the assistant and he would try to communicate like a specific thing that they brought up. So it'd be like a personalized gift. And he'd coordinate and she'd do the, you know, mailing and the purchasing and all that. And I'll never forget. I mean, you know, I'm working with him a few months in, it's my wife's birthday. Right. And, we get this card in the mail and it's for her and it's from him. And I'm just like, I'm seeing all these things that he does for the first year of us working together. And I was really shadowing him and mentoring him. And I would just watch all these things and I'd see how he'd talk. And I'd be like, this guy just, there's no way. This is like, on one end, I was like, this guy's either like a cheesy car salesman type that is just like the ultimate schmoozer to get what he wants. And it's gross. Or holy smokes, this dude is just like, he's just genuinely caring about people. He just genuinely loves relationships. He's just genuinely a good dude.
Right.
What, as I'm watching it early on in the time, like what would cause me to go one way or the other? It literally comes down to his consistency.
Yep.
I worked there for 6 years, for the entire 6 years. He was like that every day. He was like that with everybody. He was like that with me, with my kids, he was just like that. That's who he is. That's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And he still impresses me to this day. I still reference him all the time. But what moved it from a cheesy car salesman to just like, man, this dude is just he is just good. It was just simply his consistency.
Yeah.
It's how he lived.
With everybody. Yeah.
It's how he lived. And it took time actually for me to get to that place. But it was real. It was real. And I was very impressed, but I think it goes back to us, man. You got to fight for that every day. You've got to be committed to showing up that way every day. And if you think you've arrived, you will start getting complacent, drifting away from excellence. And it's over time is when you begin to really make impact and impressions on people, when they begin to really take notice of who you are and how you are and how you show up and all these different things. That is the game changer. And if you're a captain 1 year, man, guess what? You have now raised the bar in your own standard of living, and you've got to meet that new standard. You've got to meet that new standard. The bar has been risen and you need to get yourself to that point day in and day out. And to whom much is given, much is expected. And if you've been given a title like that, then we are expecting much more from you. And you need to step to the plate and deliver. Yep. And you need to deliver ongoing consistently. Otherwise, you begin to expose yourself as a disingenuous facade type individual that then loses credibility and trust. So listen, reminding our players the need to be consistent, ongoing, flashes in the pan don't sustain. And we need to preach that message heavily to our players. Kyle, appreciate you as always. On behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Until next time, we are out.